All right, so Saturday, August 7th, and we've just seen an exciting game here at Paramount Center with Sigma. The home team earning a 1-1 draw with Blue Devils, and I'm here with head coach John Servus to talk about a bit about today's game, and then we'll ask a few more questions. So it was a tough game today, but how do you feel your players played?
Yeah, no, I think for the most part pretty good. Obviously, we're second game into the season, and we knew we were going up against a challenging opponent, and we knew both of us were probably going to feel each other out within the game, and I think a little bit of a chippy game in the end, but overall I think it's come out with the tie. It's unfortunate, but at the end of the day we'll take it at this point.
Okay, and that's a big point. That is only the second game of the season. I'm here in the we're in the second week of August, and you're sometimes 9-0 by now, and yet it's goodbye coach, I'm back to school, and then you sort of fizzle at the end. Is there something this year that you're doing that the kids are off to school but you have like reserves?
Yeah, no, we have our good core group of players that are here and training and playing within all the games, and to be honest we've lost quite a bit of them already to schools, so we probably at this we I think we had 3 or 4 playing in today's game, and we'll probably say bye to them too so very soon. But at the end of the day, what we're doing is we have a good group of guys that we will be able to fill in holes with, but also give opportunities for even younger players to showcase themselves within the league.
Okay. And you are in the three-team, the Credit River Cup, for the best teams in Mississauga. And often the trouble is the last game or so is, you're down to your high schoolers or so. You play 2 games in October against Pro Stars and North Mississauga. But this, the older players on the team and some of these guys will fit in by October. They should be able to carry you through?
Yeah, 100%. We'll have, like I said, the core group of guys that will be here, and they'll be here through the end of the season. But at the end of the day, we're not looking to that right now. We're looking, I think, game by game, and we'll assess that when that time comes.
Yeah, and of course, just to... we'll do a bit of bragging about how well Canada did in the Gold Cup with, let's see, who can I remember? Richie Larea, Kyle Larin, and Tejan Buchanan. How proud are you of those guys?
Yeah, I was very proud. It's a nice feeling when you see 3 of your own do something in the national team and obviously doing very well within their clubs. But I think it's, I think the group here is also very proud that they can do something similar in that sense. But it's very... very good for a lot of our young players, our very, very young players who look up to their idols, and they have local idols in within those guys, and they see them time to time when they're back in the city, and it's very nice to see when you have three players that are doing very well at that level for sure.
Okay, and just some of the guys that were on your team today have played with Forge, and there seems to be a deal going back and forth that they may end up, like Cadell Thomas, the goal of the year last season, he could come back with back to the CPL?
Yeah, there's an opportunity, right? He's out of contract now with Forge, but right now he's keeping his fitness levels up and playing and getting those minutes in to, if there's a chance to get called up, he's a guy. But it's not just him. There's many other guys that can also do that as well. And we're evaluating each time, and they're evaluating each time once players are able to go up, and we'll make it happen if that's the case.
All right, great. Well, thank you for talking to me.